Welcome back, everybody, to the XCast X-Files Podwatch. This is episode 104. We've come a long way. Today, we're covering My Struggle and Founder's Mutation. I'm your host today, Carl Sweeney, and I'm joined again by Baz Greenland. Hey there, Baz.
Hi.
Okay, so before we talk about the episode specifically, I was just wondering if you could tell me, like, do you remember how you were feeling before watching, you know, the first new episode in many years? You know, were you excited? How did you feel?
It was an interesting one because I've been rewatching the show in the lead up. I got as far as the beginning of season 5 before, and I kind of got to the point where, okay, I'm going to stop there and then catch up later. So it's probably, we'll get onto the series in a minute, but actually, I kind of I finished around the Redo trilogy, beginning of season 5. So in some ways, I'd been watching it for months, but it was quite weird to see it on TV, see it with adverts, so, you know, see the title sequence in HD, and it was an interesting experience. It's a little bit weird because I was reviewing it as well for the digital fix. You kind of come to the mind, you observe every fine detail about the show. And I think it's probably a series that I've, this season 10, the one I've enjoyed probably more than repeat viewing as well. I've come to appreciate a lot more about it. But it was definitely weird. I think I'll probably be slightly more relaxed about it, kind of going to season 11, you know, kind of know how the scene's been set now and so on.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at these then. The first episode of season 10 was My Struggle. It was broadcast in January 2016 for the first time in America, and these episodes were broadcast on consecutive nights, actually. My Struggle was written and directed by Chris Carter. This is the episode that sees Mulder and Scully, now separated, meet with a popular online conspiracy theorist called Tad O'Malley, who claims to have proof of the government using alien technology. Okay, Baz, take it away. What are your thoughts on My Struggle overall?
Oh, it's an interesting one. I like it more now than I did at first. When I watched it last week for this pod watch, I appreciate actually the first half is really, really good. It's really slick. I love the stuff with the UFO crash and kind of make it kind of a bit modernized as well. And actually, you know, the chemistry between Mulder and Scully is still there. It does actually feel like quite a nice continuation as well from the second movie, I want to believe as well. It feels like narratively and aesthetically that it actually kind of is kind of a next step after that. So it's not maybe quite so out of place. It's an interesting episode because it tries to be a pilot, doesn't it? And trying to gain new audiences. The frustration I have is in the sense that it tries to rewrite the mythology and try to do it all new. Personally, I don't think it works at all. Maybe it is because I just seen Geth's Men through Relics 2, literally days before. And this is kind of a carbon copy. It's like, oh, actually, no, aliens aren't real. It's all a hoax. It's all humans manufacturing it. And so it possibly was just bad timing, but actually it feels like a complete rehash of that storyline again. And obviously jumping ahead, there are possible, you know, rumours about the new season, which just maybe some more faces coming back, which means actually maybe they're going to do what they did back in season 5 and go, actually, it's not a hoax. You're made to pretend it's a hoax so that actually the real stuff can come back in later. Because it's interesting, later episodes do start to address some of the mythology stuff, but it's one that feels like it's trying to come completely wipe the slate clean and trying to tell its almost own version of history. Like it says, you were the X-Files. Well, actually, Mulder wasn't on the X-Files since about the year 2000. You know, he was abducted, came back fired, and it was Doggett for 2 years. There's no mention, of course, of Doggett, and there's no mention of Reyes. And it's all very much like it's kind of like Mulder was the X-Files. It closed down. It kind of plays very loosely in the way that it kind of suggests that it ignores later years as well. I don't know. There are good stuff. We'll come on to it. But yeah, it feels like it kind of rehashes some mythology storylines while also kind of glossing over the later series and kind of almost till they don't really happen, which is a shame.
I think I may have had the opposite reaction to you in that I think I like this episode a lot less now than I did first time round. What I will say is that it goes past very quickly. So it's not like one of those episodes that kind of drags while you're watching it. It goes by like quite frenetically, I think.
It is. I think they all are, to be honest. Season 10 is very slick in general.
Yeah, yeah. I do have some big problems with this. Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned Gethsemane.
Yeah.
And I think one problem I have with Gethsemane is that it's quite hard in some ways to believe that Michael Crichgau would have changed Mulder's mind so rapidly. You know,
yeah.
You're asked to accept like a massive about turn from Mulder, and I don't think it quite pulls it off. I think it's a pretty good episode, but I don't think it quite carries off that element. And here, I just do not buy at all that Mulder is, you know, has his mind swayed by Sveta. Yeah, you know, just by the fact that she says there were men there or whatever. I don't know. I think you possibly could have done something like that, but it would have had to be a much more gradual dawning on Mulder that something's wrong.
Exactly.
Or something much more dramatic to kind of kick it off. I think that's a big ask, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, I agree. I think the two things I have an issue with really are, as great as it is, Mulder's suddenly wonder at seeing his UFO.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, what about Antarctica? What about all the stuff he went through? And then the whole thing of, and then you say, oh, Sveta's the key to everything we're searching for. What about Gibson Praise? You know, it's like you've just forgotten huge rug. You kind of only remember in the very beginning of the X-Files almost. It just, yeah, that is really frustrating.
Yeah, well, that moment with the UFO, I don't mind so much because, you know, like in Antarctica, he didn't know he was in a UFO until it flew away. You know, at least in this episode, he's got a bit of time to, like, examine it and stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind that so much, yeah, but the Sveta thing bothers me.
Yeah.
I think it's quite an uneven episode in some ways. I think that Gillian Anderson has spoken about finding it quite hard to get back into the character of Scully. And I think there are some moments here where it's very apparent that she is finding it difficult. So I'm thinking of that scene on the porch with Mulder, where she's saying to him, you know, you so badly want to believe. And I just don't buy her in that scene at all.
No, you can see she's struggling a bit. I mean, once you get past the episode and they get back into the X-Files, it's much more, the chemistry's there again. But yeah, it's a bit of a, I think I said, you're right about pacing. I think the first half I quite like. It reintroduces it. Yes, it glosses over a lot, but it's kind of, it's great to see them back together again. And then it kind of just goes off on this conspiracy tangent that just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, you're right. Their performances do improve in subsequent episodes. Of course, the problem is you've only got 6 episodes. So for the first episode to be kind of slightly misfiring in some ways is a problem. What about, like, I don't know, I didn't find the 1947 stuff particularly interesting, and I don't like the moment where you see the alien and it gets shot. I don't think the effects are great.
It's a little bad. It doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't go anywhere, and this is the problem. Like this new informant, this new deep throat character who's a doctor from then, but nothing happens with it. It's like, you know, if he shows up again in season 11, it might make it a bit more worthwhile. But at the moment, it's just this random. It's like I like that it shows Roswell and it exposes a bit more rather than just kind of keeping it in the shadows. But then it doesn't do anything with it. And this is the problem. It's a lot of gloss and a lot of all the X-Files are back. And you know, we've got more effects. So you can show the UFO crashing, which isn't bad. The alien itself is just a bit naff. And it doesn't tell you anything that we kind of don't know really before. You could take it out and it wouldn't really, you wouldn't really lose anything.
I'm wondering if we'll get more 1947 stuff in season 11. You know, if they do develop it further, maybe you'll go back to My Struggle and you'll be like, oh, well, that's what that was. You know?
Maybe. I think it kind of feels like it's lost. It's because of the decision to have just 2 mythology episodes capping 4 episodes. I mean, to be honest, I think Babylon 5, which I'm going to not talk about because I just don't like that episode at all. I love the other 3. I know you're a Babylon fan, aren't you? But we're not talking about that one. So, but the other 3 episodes, I love. I really enjoy the other 3 episodes. It's the Chris Carter ones are the problem, and I guess that's my concern for season 11. Apparently, again, it's going to be mythology, 8 episodes that are standalone, the mythology. So it makes me think that I'm going to enjoy episodes 2 through 9, probably, and then maybe 1 and 10. I'm going to be a bit unsure because unless it wraps it up. Because yeah, it just. It's more apparent in My Struggle 2 that it should have been a two-parter. That should have absolutely been. It's so rushed. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some great ideas in there that just throw so breakneck pace that actually think, oh, what the hell's happened? How has it got to that point? You almost like 3 episodes even. This one could have been 2 episodes just to breathe and get more of that kind of realise that, you know, if you're going to go the route of Mulder, it's all a hoax again, then make it a bit more believable because it doesn't really... It's like I think you said about the performances. Well, I think it's like Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny, when they're back in doing the X-Files and investigating strange cases and conspiracies, they're fine, they're great, they're having a great time. But when you're trying to get them kind of the angsty drama of, oh my, what's going on here and the big conspiracy and what's the government trying to do using alien technology, it's all just a bit like, it's almost ham, isn't it? It's almost hammy. And I think the whole speech with Mulder about trying to retcon the 2012 invasion, which they never did, into this kind of emerging into the war of terror, it's just so over the top. And when Scully says you can't say these things, it's true. You can't actually go down with this twaddle. it just feels like, really, this is the direction I'm going. So I'm kind of glad that My Struggle 2 went, maybe it's aliens in the end of the way.
We will see. Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people would agree with you that Babylon would be their least favourite episode of this season. This is my least favourite episode of season 10, because I think this is a more harmful episode to the series. Like,
yeah,
if you don't like Babylon, you kind of shrug it off as a standalone, even though they shouldn't really have done an episode like that when they've only doing six, I don't
think.
But this is like, in the original series, I'd say Fight Club's the worst episode. But something like William is much more harmful to the series because it affects the overall storyline. So,
I hate William with a passion so much. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. It's for me, it's second worst because I hate Babylon. But I don't hate this episode. But yeah, it is harmful, and it tries and it kind of just kind of pisses off the fans, really, doesn't it? He says, "Oh, forget all that stuff you invested in for so many years. We're gonna throw it all out the window." It's like, it's one of those things, and you see it in movies, particularly in movies that continue from a TV show.
Yeah.
So they're so desperate to get new fans and get people back into it. And it was a little bit of the X-Files movie, but I think the first one worked quite well, even regardless. Is that they don't respect the fans enough who've invested that time, and they're so, it's almost too much tension paid on new viewers, and so much of this is trying to go, well, actually, don't worry if you haven't invested in 9 years of the X-Files and two movies. We'll fill you in now.
Mm.
But it kind of, it makes it, well, what was the point of series like 6 through 9?
I'll tell you the other thing I don't buy in this episode. I don't really buy their reassignment to the X-Files, really.
No.
I think if you compare that to like the early episodes of season 2 and that moment where Skinner reopens the X-Files, that felt more earned to me. Whereas here, yes, it's kind of like arbitrary. I don't really know why Skinner has... I know he had that discussion with Mulder in the office, but I'm not sure that's sufficient.
No, Skinner's utterly wasted in this series, to be honest. I hope to get more Skinner next one, because all the character development of Skinner from the latest series is getting thrown out the window in this one. He's back to being almost the antagonist boss, and it doesn't work at all. The last one I'll talk about as well is Ted O'Malley. What are your thoughts on him?
I mean, I know he's a famous actor. I don't really know him from anything else. I haven't seen his other stuff.
Yeah, I've seen Joe McCauley in Community, and he's great in Community. I love the show. I hate him in this.
Well, what I don't think is that, like, especially in My Struggle 2, kind of like the interludes where you see his show or whatever are not very compelling.
It's god awful, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cringeworthy. So,
I find he's so earnest, so false as a character that, I mean, I think Joe McCall can play good characters, and I think he's engaging in this, but the character is terrible, and I just. And this whole hint about, you know, was a relationship with Scully that kind of goes in there, and
no, that thing where he like takes her out in the limo and stuff, that's very odd. Like, I don't necessarily object to Scully going on a date with somebody or whatever, but you got to find a better way to do it, I think. Yeah, is there anything else we want to bring up about My Struggle before we go on to Fans Mutation?
I think for me, there's some good stuff in there, but the mythology stuff is just a write off for me. I think you're right. I think that's why it's harmful. So.
I think there's some interesting ideas kind of like in there somewhere. I don't think they reached their full fruition. Fans Mutation aired the following night in the USA. It's episode 2 of season 10. This one was written and directed by James Wong. This is the episode in which Mulder and Scully investigate the suicide of a scientist and discover evidence of secret experiments on children. Well, this one feels a lot more like it, you know. This feels a lot more kind of up my alley, certainly. What about you, Baz?
Yeah, it's a great episode. I remember I watched it the other day. I loved it. Third time around, I still loved it. It's interesting, you know, I think this one through to Where Monster and Home Again, they're all actually really good episodes, really strong. In some ways, this is probably the strongest X-Files episode.
Mm.
This is probably epitomises the X-Files done now, but done well. It's very slick, very modern, but it also is a really good kind of X-Files episode as well.
Yeah, I think it's a very strong stuff here. I agree with you. There are times when I think this might be the best of the new season. And in this episode, this was filmed 5th in the run and then moved to be the second episode. And yeah, they feel a bit more like in a rhythm or something here. There's some great moments, some very effective directing. The tease is a good one. I really like the stuff with like the founder's wife, you know, when she's in the hospital and she tells you about what happened with her daughter and stuff.
Yeah, the some creepy kid moments and the daughter in the swimming pool is but also the baby crawling out of the stomach is particularly nasty. But it's kind of, you know, I think Band-Aid Monster in the late episode is a particularly nasty monster, but that is probably one of the most shocking parts of this season as well. I think the baby crawling out.
I mean, I don't think it's perfect because I feel at the end I feel it's a bit slightly rushed. You know,
yeah.
I think the climax is quite abrupt. And I would have liked... I didn't really care much about Kyle and Molly, you know, the twins. I mean...
I don't think there's enough development, is there, with them?
Yeah, obviously he does appear a couple of times in the early part of the episode, but...
I noticed that. Yeah, I noticed he appears about 3 or 4 times, even in the early scenes. It's not, when you watch it again, you appreciate that, but it's still not enough of his own character they are now, is it?
Yeah, I feel like we need to see more of him to have any chance of kind of caring about him a great deal. Again, it's another episode that feels like it could have used a few more minutes, or it feels like it should have been had a narrower focus if it was only going to be 45 minutes to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what's interesting is that it's that diversion of William, because you know what I said about in My Struggle, they kind of go, oh, well, the late years didn't really happen apart from closing 2002. And so this episode goes way back to season 8 and 9, and it's interesting, actually, that for a show that kind of wanted to recapture the early days of the X-Files, William's such a big focus in 3 episodes of the season, including this one. But yeah, which is really interesting. It's a really interesting exploration of it as well, and it's really good stuff for Duchovny and Anderson. But saying that, I think you're right. I think it probably it diverts the attention a bit from the kind of the core mystery of this one. Maybe with the William story, and if you had explored more of the two kids, there might be more well-rounded characters.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to lose the William stuff, because I do enjoy that here. And I think if this episode had aired 5th, like it was originally planned to, you would have gone straight from Mulder sitting at his kitchen table into My Struggle, and it might have been a kind of a nice sequence there.
Maybe, but I think it works perfectly here, because what I like about this here is that, yes, it addresses William, but also the three cases, the kind of the four, if you count Babylon as well, actually, because you have to. if you've got the four cases in between the mythology, this is the one that's more closely linked to mythology in terms of the Department of Defense and so on, which had been a big player in the mythology episodes previously. So it kind of, for me, it feels quite natural that between this and the scene with the Skinner in the office, when he goes, you know, he almost like welcomes them back. It's like the first case that Mulder would latch onto is saying to do with the Department of Defense. It sounds so natural that they would do that. So it feels like, yes, it goes straight into the X-Files. You don't get anywhere in the series. You get them exploring the office again and settling back into the FBI. They're straight into it. And that's probably an issue with the 6 episodes. But I think it works nicely as a kind of follow-on from the last episode too.
I still think it's a bit jarring to go from the end of My Struggle into this. And
Yeah, but I think that's My Struggle's problem, I think.
I think so too. I think it should have been more kind of organic or more better integrated. But yeah, I don't think you really blame James Wong for that. The one moment here that bugs me a little bit, it might just be me though, but like when they're talking to the woman who works at the hospital and they kind of walk down the corridor and they just happen to kind of come across somebody who'll help them with a case, it just seems a little bit convenient to me. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah, it's a little bit contrived. At the same time, I think in terms of the episode, there's a lot in this episode. It's a very densely packed episode, so they're probably going to think a couple of things that maybe aren't quite don't flow as naturally as you would like to. But it didn't really bother me, to be honest. But yeah, you are, it's a little bit contrived.
Yeah. Is there anything else about Founder's Mutation you wanted to point out? Or
A couple of things with Augustus Goldman and the kind of facility as well. I think, I don't know, I just kind of find the whole scene with the kids in the glass cages almost a little bit gratuitous. It seems there to shock them to really... I don't know what your thoughts on it. I just found that scene not uncomfortable, but just it felt a little bit too in your face, really.
Well, what I did like was there's actually a very, very subtle moment, I think, where he kind of says, do you want to talk to... I think he's called Adam. And if you look at Gillian Anderson, she plays it well, actually, that she kind of registers a slight moment of discomfort. Then she kind of realizes that, you know, she shouldn't feel uncomfortable just talking to him because of his physical deformities.
Yeah, that's nice, definitely. I also, you said about the end as well. Yeah, it is an interesting one because it feels like, in some ways, Mulder and Scully are completely reckless. Why would they bring the son to the facility, knowing what's likely going to happen, knowing this kid is killed? It seems like they almost purposely set up this setup, Augustus Gorman's death at the end, by bringing him there. But I think once you get past that, I do actually quite like the scene when the daughter, Molly, she starts using her powers and throwing across the room, and Goldman's death is quite nasty as well. So there's some... what it then ends abruptly afterwards. I think the whole sequence when the Bronzes do reconnect and then all hell breaks loose is quite a good, quite dramatic ending as well.
All right. Tomorrow on the podcast, it's Mulder and Scully meet the Were-Monster and Home Again. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter at @X_cast. And if you type in XCast on Facebook, you should find our page and our group, which is called X-Files Basement XCast Podcast Fan Group. But until next time, listeners, trust no one.